Hey, what's up, everybody? This is James Smith, owner of Dance Studio 18, with another episode of Dance Talk. It is Friday. It is Saturday morning, 1 a.m. I just got out of the club. They're still going, but I actually kind of tweaked my back a little bit, so I left early. I didn't tweak it dancing. I was doing some deadlifting and just kind of pushed myself a little bit too hard. So I didn't dance too much tonight, but I did go out there and enjoy the moment, enjoy the music, and just have fun enjoying other people enjoying the dance. And you know, I want to talk about real quick attitude and demeanor on the floor, because, or just in the dance club, because when I was out there dancing, or when I was out there tonight, I noticed that the way I present myself, whether the way I hold my arms or the way I sit or my facial expressions, or if I have like a toothpick in my mouth even and my hat on a little bit low, you know, all of these things I know I do in order to keep people from really either socializing with me or asking me to dance or being in my area, because sometimes I just go out there and I just kind of want to be alone. I don't really want to socialize. I mean, I'm in a social life already, and sometimes I just need to go out there and just enjoy the peace of just being there by myself. And I was telling myself, well, look, you know, I don't really want to dance too much tonight. And I knew going in that I wasn't going to be putting out that type of vibe where it was like, hey, look, I want everybody to come and dance with me, or I'm going to go ask all these people to dance. And honestly, you know, I don't really have to ask too many people to dance anymore, because they will come and ask me, which is nice. And I know that. So I know that if I don't want to dance, need to put on a persona towards, like, not really being a jerk, but more of a standoffish type of attitude and energy. And I do that, you know, I could be sitting down, maybe I am just not grooving as much in my body. I could say maybe my hat's a little bit lower. You know, not saying people aren't gonna come and say hi to me, I'm gonna be cordial, but they'll know whether or not I wanna dance right then or not, okay? Because if I'm putting out that dance energy or not. And the reason I'm talking about this is because I want you to understand that the demeanor that you put out there on the floor is going to directly affect the amount of dancing that you could potentially do that night. Okay, like for instance, you know, if you're a lady and you're out there and you're standing and you have this somber look on your face, or that you have this look of unsure, or you know, even the look of, oh, I'm standing here by myself and nobody's asking me, maybe your arms are crossed, and maybe you just, you know, you're not putting out that quite, hey, I'm happy vibe, that is going to make a difference on whether or not people come and ask you to dance. So I just, you know, if you're the type of person that can go out there and you can have a smile on your face, and you know, say you're moving your shoulders a little bit, and you're maybe doing a little bit of stepping on your own, people are going to recognize that and go, hey, this person has a good energy, and they're going to be a lot more inclined to ask you to dance than if you were, say, like I was tonight, a little bit more standoffish. Your attitude and how you present yourself out there in the club is going to directly affect the amount of time that you can potentially dance that evening. Okay, if you're going into the club with an attitude of, I don't want to dance too much, well, then that's your prerogative, and then you most likely will succeed and not dance too much. But if you're going in there and you say, look, I don't care if somebody asks me to dance or not, I'm just going to go out and have some fun. I'm going to stand and I'm going to move around a little bit. I'm going to have a smile on my face, or I'm just going to have an energy about me. It doesn't even have to be a smile. I'm going to have an energy about me that says I'm ready to dance and I'm ready to bring other people into my, you know, personal space and have fun with them. Okay. This is, you know, dancers read people. Dancers use their bodies. So body language is big on the dance floor. And if you want people to recognize you as someone who wants to dance, how you portray your energy and how you exude that energy is going to be, again, a direct factor in how many times you're going to dance that night. Now, later on in the evening, I said, okay, I made up my mind. I said, I'm going to go ahead and dance a couple times. I didn't really want to ask anybody to dance again because I wasn't in that mindset, but I knew that if I changed my demeanor up a little bit, I would have been asked to dance, and it happened. So this is how it happened. When I walked in, like I said, I had a little toothpick in my mouth, and I had my hat down low, and I was sitting down most of the night, and my arms weren't really crossed, but they, you know, my hands were kind of folded within themselves. My hands were in my lap. When people came up to talk to me, I said, hello, how are you? And I didn't really put any effort in as far as, hey, you know, do you want to dance? I didn't stand up. I didn't do these things. And it wasn't like they didn't want to talk to me or anything. They still did, but they knew that I wasn't in the mood to dance. I didn't have to say anything. Now, as soon as I made the mind that I wanted to dance, what did I do? I took the toothpick out of my mouth, okay, brought my hat up a little bit, and I started to stand. I'm not saying that I was smiling or anything like that, but just me standing and having a toothpick out of my mouth is more of a welcoming visual, I guess you could say, than if I were to have the toothpick in my mouth and sitting down and my hat down low. Okay, I use a toothpick because, you know, it's just something that I do to, you know, first, I guess I have a testosterone issue. So I like to have the toothpick in my mouth with my ADD. It just keeps me focused. It keeps me, you know, occupied mentally to have something in my mouth. And, you know, when I go out dancing, I don't really need that because, you know, I'm occupied. So I took it out of my mouth, brought my head up, stood up, and, you know, I was moving around just a little bit more. And then sure enough, within 4 or 5 minutes, I was asked to dance 2 times in a row. And I was like, okay, well, that's enough for me. And then I was in the bachata room at the time. And then I went into the salsa room and, I saw a student and I danced with her, asked her to dance. And, you know, it's just the whole thing changed once I decided to change. Okay. And that's really what it is. It's if you can go out there with a good attitude, then you're going to have a good night or you're going to be dancing more. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is that it really is a lot up to you. You don't have to be the greatest dancer to have fun out there and to be asked to dance. I saw a lot of people that couldn't really dance tonight and they were having a blast, okay? So don't think that it's whether or not you have skills, okay? If you're out there and you're looking like you're ready to have fun, people are going to want to have fun right along with you. So I encourage you, next time you go out dancing, to really be aware of how you portray yourself and how you exude your energy. If you're wondering why people aren't asking you to dance, it may be because of the attitude that you are portraying. It's as simple as that. It really, really is. And again, tonight I had a couple choices. You know, I said, well, I could have not danced all night long, which I didn't really want to do. I know I didn't want to dance a lot. And for someone who, as of my expertise in the dance world, it is, you know, a lot of people know me out there. It doesn't take a lot for me to start to dance. But people also can recognize when I'm not ready to dance. And that's something that you can kind of master along the way. And something that you can practice along the way. Also, it would be good for you to recognize when other people are like that. Okay. And just real quick, if somebody tells you no, that they're not ready to dance, don't take it personal. All right. It's just something that they could be going through. Like, for instance, if somebody had asked me to dance when I was sitting down tonight, I would have told them no, because I physically wasn't really ready to dance. Okay. It wasn't until I stood up and changed my mindset that I was ready to dance that somebody finally came up and asked me, because they felt comfortable enough at that time to ask me to dance. That makes sense. You have to be able to make other people feel comfortable coming up to you in order to ask you to dance. And if you can do that, then you're going to have a lot better night there on the dance floor. All right, my friends, that's the end of tonight's session. This is Dance Talk. My name is James Smith, owner of Dance Studio 18. I want to encourage you to support all the dance studios in your local area. Don't just talk about your studio, but talk about other studios and what's going on. Support, 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 and let's have a great night. Thank you. Bye-bye.